Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. This is Brother John Lonecker. This morning, I'm going to be sharing a couple verses in Isaiah chapter 53, starting in verse 3. It says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth." And so the prophet Isaiah here, many years before Jesus Christ was born, made some prophecies here. He prophesied of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and what his mission was going to be here on this earth. And in verse 5, it says, "With his stripes we are healed." And that's what I want to focus on this morning a little bit. With his stripes we are healed. And Jesus himself uses scripture, and the Apostle Paul referenced to this scripture. So throughout the scriptures, they reference back to this scripture. The Apostle John used it also. And we're going to look in Matthew chapter 13 at a verse where Jesus used it. "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them." What does that mean, "I should heal them"? Is that talking about physical, or is that talking about spiritual? I believe in its context here is figuratively speaking of spiritual healing. And the Apostle Paul uses this in Acts chapter 28 also, in verse 25. "And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word, 'Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and saying, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understanding. Seeing ye shall see and not perceive, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." There we have it again. Be converted, and I should heal them. See, because of fall of man in the garden, Adam and Eve, man is not whole. Man needs spiritual healing. That word healing there, if you look it up in the vines, is a different meaning than a physical healing. This healing is talking about being healed spiritually. See, Adam and Eve, they were spiritually whole when God first put them in the garden and told them to take care of the garden. God was able to come down and had fellowship with them. God was able to communicate with them, and there was an open book. There was transparency between Adam and Eve and God. And what happened when Adam and Eve sinned? It says they hid. And from that moment on, they needed to be healed spiritually. And isn't that the way it is with us? Before we get born again, we hide. things. We don't have an open life. We're not transparent. The scripture says in 1 John, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us. And so once we get born again, we have the opportunity to be healed spiritually and be in a right relationship with God. And it says, with his stripes we are healed. What does that mean, with his stripes? See, God is a just God. All sin deserves punishment. And so someone had to take a punishment for our sins, and the Lord Jesus Christ was willing to do that. He took the punishment with his stripes, the punishment that you and I deserve for our sins, Jesus Christ took, so that we can be healed by his stripes. This morning, just want to ask the question, have you been healed by his stripes? Have the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed you? If not, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So many years ago, the prophet Isaiah prophesied of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, how by his stripes we're going to be healed. And then Jesus himself used that verse, and the Apostle John wrote about it. The Apostle Paul wrote about it. So this being healed spiritually is very necessary. We live in times today where people claim to be Christians, and yet they're not healed. They're not delivered from their sins. They're still walking in them. And so they're steep in religion. They're steep in cultural things, but they've never truly been healed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, where they have an open book with their life and a relationship with a holy God. So this morning I want to encourage you, and to be honest with yourself, have you been healed by his stripes, spiritually speaking? And also, you know, Jesus does also heal physically, but this particular verse is talking about being made spiritually whole in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and God bless.